Hey, it's me, Richie T, on the phone. Jim Brewer, thanks for joining me, man.
Richie, a pleasure, man.
It's been a long time, but I'm glad to be back in your careful, loving voice arms, if that can be a thing.
It's never too long. Almost like old friends, old kindred spirits that grew up together and haven't seen each other for years, and they've both been through journeys so long. They've written their own books that became masterpieces, and yet, although their thoughts were still with one another, they've yet to communicate it. And who would have thought, after all that time and all that journey, ups and downs, I go through my trials, you go through your trials, and here we are on a lovely Friday talking to one another. Isn't life interesting?
Cue the music, man. Cue the music. Let's do this. Hey, you've been in Salt Lake several times before, and I love seeing your live set. And that's, to me, what it seems like this whole Gotham Comedy Live is. It's just, it is the rawest, livest taped comedy, right? Am I getting it right?
Well, you nailed it on the button. It is 100% live. So when you're watching every Thursday night, 10 p.m., it is live. So what you're watching is happening as you're watching. It's 10 p.m. Eastern. And so, but here's the thing with Access that kind of makes them different from everyone else that I like about it, that I'm really into. I'm into the hard rock and rock world. I have such passion for that world. I discovered Access because of their concerts and because of this thing called guitar sessions they do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's awesome. It's just awesome. But there's a look and a feel with Access that really makes you feel you're there. And that's what Gotham Comedy Live is. You feel like you're in the room. And it's not only just because it's live, but you literally, I don't know what kind of cameras they use, but they have that magic touch on that. I don't know if it's a Mark Cuban thing and he's got the rights to a certain visual thing that no one else can get, but whatever he's doing right, because that's what everyone's getting into with the Gotham Comedy Live. They're like, you can't get to a comedy club, don't worry about it. Every Thursday night, live, here's a brand new set with five new comedians. Well, every single week. Well, it's your own personal comedy club.
You know, Jim, what it is it's like they give you access to the comedians. Huh?
I like that.
And you are kicking off the big thing, right? The big
last
season.
Night.
It was last night. And then it's 24 episodes. It's a renewed thing. And tell me how it went last night and what you're looking forward to this season. The big one where you're like, oh man, this is a thing.
Well, here's what I'm looking forward to. So last night went a lot better than I anticipated because for me it was cool because I improv the whole 9 minutes. So that I literally did not know what I was going to do until about a minute before I walked on stage. I wasn't nervous. I was just like, oh, my God, we're on TV, and you don't know what you're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So I went up there, went phenomenal, went great. But the first guy I brought up is someone I've been touring with this last year, my opening act. He's never been on television. And thank God, as a producer of this, I was able to go, hey, listen, you know, I think this guy's strong enough for his first TV appearance. And he went up, and he crushed it. And so although last night was a phenomenal premiere, everyone destroyed the place, I was very excited that my opener got to get his first TV appearance. This guy, Rich Aronovich, and I was excited for him. So it went really, really well. And then hopefully I could do the same for the last show of the season, and then as the season goes on, I see guys on the road that need a TV spot. I would love to give them that shot.
So as I watch the show, will it be people that I'm like, oh yeah, I know that person from this, or is it going to be people that I'm just going to be like, wow, there is so many talented people that I've never heard of before?
It's both. It's literally both. I've been up last year, I was on, and Dean Edwards from Saturday Night Live was on a set, along with comics that you may not have seen. Last night was Jeff Dye, who's been on Last Comic Standing. Jessica Kirsten has been on The Tonight Show a bunch of times. So you have people that are on TV, people that you go, oh, I know that person. And then you have that brand new guy that you've never seen before. It's his shot. This is his first shot, which is another reason why I love it, because unlike edited TV, the guys that usually do that, they're nervous, they're bombing, and they can only get a minute out of it or 3 minutes out of it. Mm-hmm. You're watching all 9 minutes. So this guy's challenge first time, it's there. You can't hide it. You got to be ready for this set. So it's everything. It's people you've never seen before. It's their first TV spot. And guys that have been in movies and TV. I know Jay Moore's hosting, I think, in 2 more weeks. I think they're trying to get Cheech and Chong. They're trying to get... every week you know who the host is. You'll see the host like, oh, my God, I didn't know this guy was hosting them. Oh, wow, this guy's been on. It's a great mix.
Which is your favorite, to see someone new that has never been on before come out and nail it, or see someone just tank it?
That's a fine line. If they're tanking it, it's only really funny if the person needed to be humbled. So, in other words, growing up in the comedy system, the guys start getting development deals and they get a TV spot and they think they're hot stuff, but they're not really that strong as the comic and they're losing vision on the comedian world. And it's something that's happened to me. You know, mm-hmm. After SNL and Half Baked, I kind of just slacked off. I'm like, I'll just go on stage and they'll clap for 10 minutes and I'll bring them into riot. And I walked up on stage and I took a beating for about 8 straight minutes. And I could hear 1 or 2 comics laughing hard in the background. And I needed that. I needed to be humbled because that made me, that ticked me off and it made me work harder. But, so those are funny, but like last night, those are moments where I'm going to remember forever. Seeing Rich Aronovich's face before he walked on stage, watching him getting the applause breaks that he was getting, and then all of a sudden he started relaxing. And it's always the better of the two. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the better of the two. It's the guy who kills that's exciting.
It's called Gotham Comedy Live. It's on Access TV, and it's on 7 o'clock here in Utah, so people can check it out. Most people will just DVR it and watch it, I would imagine. But, I mean, if you need to see it live, like they're doing it live, that's pretty cool and pretty brave, I think, especially knowing some stand-up comedians that I know where, you know, it can be that very train wreck. So check that out.
I think it's more brave than live music, definitely, because – comedy, you don't know what's coming out of the mouth. At least music, you go, all right, he broke a guitar string. Whoops.
You can check it out, Access TV, Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. Thank you so much, Jim Brewer.
Thank you, brother. Take care.
You bet. Bye-bye.